Traditional wedding vows make mention of five important words: until death do us part. It's romantic and sweet and all that, but those little words really pack a punch. They reflect that, as far as the law is concerned, without a divorce decree, your union lasts a lifetime, which can be a wonderful thing or a really, really bad thing, depending upon your unique circumstances. So I read with interest the story of a woman who's filed for divorce in New York. She's now in her 60s, and she was 10 or 11 when she met, and maybe married, a 15 or 16-year-old boy in India. I say maybe married because she says the two wed in a lavish ceremony in their village in India over 50 years ago. She says they had relatives, village elders, 250 on the guest list as witnesses, and she says she has some of their affidavits to prove it. He says that the wedding never happened. And whether the wedding ceremony occurred or not means everything, not only in an emotional sense, but in a financial sense. It sounds like he's well off now, you see, and it sounds like she's not, and she'd like her share of the marital property earned during their 50 years of wedded bliss, thank you very much, even though they haven't seen each other for more than 40 years. If indeed they were married in India when they were very young, and even if they haven't seen each other in decades, the law would very likely side with her. That's the outcome case law points to, at least. There are some marriages that go on for decades, even when the husband and wife cease living as husband and wife. Take one couple who married in 1967. They grew apart after a scant 2 years and lived separately until he filed for divorce approximately 25 years later. Did I mention that he won the lottery shortly before he filed the divorce papers? Turns out that even though the two had lived apart, and even though by all accounts the emotional marriage had ended 2.5 decades before, the legal marriage was intact and still thriving. In some states, at least, parties may drift into a common law marriage by living together with informal agreement. But, as the court put it, there's no such thing as a common law divorce. Those lottery winnings? Since the ticket was purchased during the ongoing legal marriage, they're marital property and should be divided as such. So if the woman in the case from New York is right, and if she and her husband were married in a ceremony decades ago, and if she's able to get around some legal wrangling over the age at ceremony issue, two people who haven't seen each other in decades will suddenly be splitting a lifetime's worth of marital property. Property like accumulated wealth and a house or two or maybe a pension he likely thought was just his. Which is why there are witnesses to weddings. They're able to confirm that two people said five important words, or words to that effect, 50 years before. I'm Amy Guida.